This is Bucky Bacaw with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I'm in Barrington, New Hampshire with Anna and Emma. Hi, guys. Thanks a lot for letting me tour your coop.
Hi there.
Welcome.
Hi. Anna and Emma are a mother-daughter team, right?
Yes.
Does anybody else touch the chickens?
No.
Not really. No, my older daughter's boyfriend will water them and feed them if need be, but nobody else really deals with them. Although my husband is the coop constructor. So he kind of took the idea of having the chickens in the backyard and really ran with it. I was thinking of something really much smaller and simpler, but he kind of took the bull by the horns. And
he likes to build.
He likes to build things, yes, and he likes to do it right. He looked into things and came up with design ideas that weren't even thinking about.
Who first wanted to have chickens?
I did.
You did. What inspired you?
Well, a lot of my friends were getting them. And I thought it would be fun to have some of my own.
How old are you?
I'm almost 13.
And so, do the other, your peers, did they tell you positive stories about chickens? And
yeah, they said it was a pretty easy animal to take care of, and it was a good start if you wanted to get into farming and that kind of thing.
So you made a proposal, and it was accepted.
It took a few.
Years.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And then I finally decided to jump in. I call it my midlife crisis. Instead of doing something crazy, I got chickens and bees this year.
All right. So it appealed to you, too.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
All right, and you both.
We have a lot of, we're pretty, really simpatico.
And what were the things that stopped you in the beginning? Why did you wait so long?
One was I didn't know where I was going to put the coop. I wanted it someplace that I could get to in the winter. I still don't know if I have a good place or not, but we just kind of jumped in and went for it.
You thought we didn't have the time.
Yeah. I really didn't think we had the time or the energy for it, but I think once we get things set up, it's really not that difficult. I think the thing that was most labor-intensive was when they were really little.
Yes.
We got them when they were 2 days old. That was a lot of work, but it was fun. We had a great time with it.
Yeah.
How much time was it when they were young?
Maybe a few hours a day, because every day we would have to put them out in the morning because the box that we kept them in was too small.
Oh, when they were really little, it wasn't that bad. When they were really little and they could fit in the house, in the basement, under the lights and everything. But then when they got to be, I don't know, about 3 or 4 weeks old, they were just too big for where we had them. But we didn't have a coop yet, so we kind of had to set a movable yard. And we made this rolling gypsy cart. My husband did, actually. He built this rolling gypsy cart.
That took, like, one afternoon.
That was just the experiment
piece. Yeah. Eventually, we ended up making a yard for them, which we moved around. And then every night, we put them in there and rolled them into the garage.
And how many chickens?
We have 10 right now. Yes.
Are they all hens or roosters?
We're going to go see. We have nine.
Yeah, let's go look at them and see if we can get some audio from them, too. And so what's their schedule? This is how much time do they spend in the coop and how much time do they roam?
Well, we just started letting them roam this past weekend because we have a lot of predators here. We have everything from raccoons to fishers, coyotes, you name it, we've got them.
So they need to be supervised, really.
They absolutely do. I mean, we can let them out now and it's almost dark, so they'll go in on their own.
And what about nocturnally?
We tried to make it as tight as possible. The wire is buried down probably about 2 feet, and then I'm going to build planting beds around it to discourage any digging, but that will take a while.
Have you had any evidence that anybody's
tried to get in? Not so far, although when they were little and they were out in the yard, there were some sort of large raptor was coming. It was not a regular hawk. We think it might have been a goshawk. Is he coming out too? She's not quite
she
sure.
We call her Queen of the Underworld because she always sits under there. Never comes out to do anything.
She sits under the coop?
Yeah, because they can go under the coop.
And why do you think she likes it under there so much?
She's very small and she's very scared of anything that's bigger than her, even the other chickens. So she likes to stay out of the way.
Do they have so how do they all get along in this amount of space? Do they have a very clear hierarchy? Everybody looks healthy. It doesn't look like they're beating each other up, but
No, not really.
We don't really notice anybody getting picked on. I mean, there are certainly chickens that come out and greet us. You know, the ones that come out right away and say hello and check out what's going on.
The rooster is definitely one.
Yes, the rooster always comes out to say hello.
And now that you're established with them, how much time do you think you put into it? So you make sure they're taken care of in the day, in the morning.
Very little, especially since we're not collecting eggs at this point. They're not laying yet.
Wow, these guys love to fly.
What? They do.
Do they always fly so much, or is it just for me?
They're flying exceptionally for you, for some reason. They do fly around. Yeah. They do fly around. Not usually in there. That's unusual for them to fly in the coop.
Uh-huh.
I hope in the future to make basically like some paddocks for them so that I can give them a little more freedom on a regular basis.
So by paddock, you mean kind of a run?
Like, yeah, several runs, so I can put them in one place, you know, so they don't overgraze.
Oh, and rotate, yeah.
Right, kind of rotating.
So what do you feed the chickens?
We feed them like a regular pellet feed. We're kind of up to a pellet now. And we started out with a crumble, mash and a crumble, and now we're up to pellets. But we feed them a lot of house scraps.
Yeah, and I noticed they're really having their fill of the grass here.
Oh, yes. And when I mow the lawn, I throw everything in there for them. Mm-hmm. And they love it. I don't put anything on the lawn, so it's all yummy stuff, and they think that's grand.
So you've been experimenting with feeding them different weeds and seeing what they'll...
Well, they've been going out and feeding themselves various things.
So you watch what they like.
Well, we found out that they really love oatmeal. Cooked oatmeal. OMG. Okay. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We just gave them, like, leftover things that, and, you know, somebody made a bowl of oatmeal in the microwave and forgot to eat it. And so there was this, so I was like, oh, we'll just throw it in for the chickens. Holy cow, you would have thought there was, like, caviar or something that they love it. Boy, this is flying that they don't know. Look at this something.
Yeah.
Either that or something's around.
Have they ever alerted you to something that you didn't know about? Like, you know, you think you're just hanging out and they're freaking out and then you find something?
Oh, yes. This is one of the first days they were in the coop. I heard a ruckus and I came out and then I didn't see any of them. But there was this raptor thing that was sitting up in the trees calling and screaming and they were nowhere to be found. I looked in the run, they weren't there. I looked in the coop, they weren't there. I'm like, oh my goodness, how could something kill all of them at once? You know, in a very short amount of time. And I looked under and they were all huddled together underneath the coop. Yeah.
So far, have the two of you had to sit down and negotiate any chicken procedures, or are you pretty much been on the same page the whole time?
There was one time where we used to have two Cucamaran roosters, and they were nice, but they were crowing, and we thought that there might be some competition between or two, so we decided to get rid of them, but that was kind of hard for me because as soon as I picked them up to bring them in, to put them in a crate, they became really friendly, and I didn't want to.
The rooster that we have now was her favorite as a chick. He's always been really, really friendly, so it was kind of a no-brainer if we were going to keep a rooster that he was going to be the one.
So far, what's been your favorite thing about keeping chickens?
I think they're so entertaining.
Yes, they are. I will come out here and I'll say, like, I'm just going to give them some grass, and I'll end up sitting out here for about 20 minutes just looking at them because they do really funny things.
Yeah. So you got an entertainment and mental health benefit already.
Absolutely. It,
well, thanks for showing me around today.
Thanks for coming.
It was a pleasure. It's beautiful. I hope it looks like it's going to work out really nice. I can't wait to hear more about it.
So, yeah, thanks.
And I had a good time. Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it? So you're enjoying it so far?
Oh, we are. It's a great, it's kind of been our little adventure, and it's a lot of fun. Definitely.
Thank you very much. Yeah.